Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with Christopher Krebs. He is the official who oversaw election cybersecurity efforts for the country and the Department of Homeland Security, and President Trump has fired Krebs. He, of course, along with others, declared the 2020 election the most secure in American history. Not a shocker.
David, he knew he was going to get fired. Throughout his life, he's going to be a guy who can be very proud of having stood up to one of the greatest tyrants this country has seen in a long, long time. The fact is, Donald Trump is doing everything in his power to hold on to power. And that is not going to be a very easy thing for him to do, considering people like Krebs, who said, no, no, this is not so. He was in the Trump administration. Trump fired him like Trump fires so many other people. And he stood up and he knew what had to happen. You know, it's an easy thing to say, I know I would do that if I were in his position. But you don't until you're there. You may have children to feed. You may have a spouse. You may have a home that has a mortgage on it. And yet you do what you have to do when you're in that position if you are a person of principle. And I think that this discussion that I have with fellow panel members every once in a while, whether you should just quit and leave. I have one friend who says Dr. Fauci should leave. But no, Dr. Fauci should stay exactly where he is, because when you're on the inside, it's a lot better than a bunch of people who are barking from the outside who are out. If you have power, you hold on to it in a way that makes you a very important player. And I don't mean self-importance. I mean importance to the country. Dr. Fauci is a hero to so many. Why? Because he tells the truth. Krebs is a hero because he told the truth. It's not an easy thing to do, but these are truly heroic people. Let's remember that thousands of people are dying as a result of this virus. And we know that Dr. Fauci stands up and he says, this is the way that it is. This is what we have to do. If you were on the outside, how would that help? It could not possibly help more than what we are seeing. So when Krebs retires, when he gets close to the end, he'll know that at a dramatic and important point in this country, he was there to do what he had to do. In the meantime, we see the desperation that is coming, David, from the Trump forces, the appointment of Rudy Giuliani, who was once thought to be America's mayor and who has now disgraced himself terribly and is single-handedly running the entire Trump election nonsense, going into each state and suing and getting tossed out. There's always a few people, as opposed to a Krebs or a Fauci, a few judges who say, I got to do what the boss tells me, and they get reversed because there are people of principle. You know, when they stand up there in the confirmation hearings and they say, I'll do what the law dictates, some of them don't mean it, and some of them, of course, do. And when they do, they are to be honored by all Americans.
Then there's Lindsey Graham, who, before Trump ran for election, excoriated him for his character and everything else and praised Joe Biden. And then you see now his role. Long shot mission to unravel the election results. New York Times this morning. With unsubstantiated claims of vote counting errors and calls to officials in several states, Mr. Graham seems bent on reversing the election's outcome.
David, there's no explaining it. There's no explaining character flaws. We have learned and said so many times. Freud said you are what you are from the time you're four. Your character is set. Graham is just awful. And it isn't that he's not entitled to have a bad character. People have them. It's that he is using his official position to turn an election around. He is saying to the Georgia Secretary of State, Raffensperger, who has the huge reserve of self-respect, he tells Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, you shouldn't count these votes and you shouldn't count anything that has a signature on the envelope. When you send in your envelope, you got to sign on the envelope, you got to sign inside, and they're trying to say that those signatures have to be very carefully examined, which they do and which they are. And that's a reason to throw out an entire election. Look, Graham is going down in history, I believe, assuming Trump is out, as one of the Benedict Arnolds of our time.
What about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who pledged Tuesday that the presidential transition would be orderly, despite concerns that the GSA is delaying the process? Quote, we're going to have an orderly transfer from this administration to the next one, McConnell said. What we all say about it is, frankly, irrelevant.
Well, McConnell has to watch his step. We do know that the Republican rank and file are behind Trump. It's disgusting, it's awful, and it's a sociological phenomenon, which has to do with power of one group who is now saying, I don't want to share what I have with everybody in this country. And so they stick with him, and McConnell has to know that. McConnell is old, he has a wife in the cabinet, he has to balance all of those things, and he has to make sure that this country goes on. He can either be one of the greatest heels in the history of this country, or he can turn that around and say that in the end, when he had to, he stood up for a peaceful transference of power. Do I have great hope for him? I don't know. I just don't know what you know when you're an older guy and you're facing, you know, your end, what you feel your responsibilities are. It's clear what they are. Whether he does them or not is another whole story.
From the LA Times this morning, Alan, with no challenger in sight, Speaker Nancy Pelosi should breeze through her reelection bid in today's House leadership vote and move closer to what is expected to be her final two-year term in the high-profile post. It's what she faces on the other side that could be the real challenge, a narrower House majority than she's ever had, and a renewed intra-party battle between moderates and progressives tussling over how best to govern.
That's right. Look, I'm a huge Pelosi fan. That woman has terrific guts, and she stood up and she gave it to the president both barrels. The thing about Pelosi is she used her power, and I am not surprised that she's unopposed. It has to do with just doing the right thing, making sure that your politics are correct and that you know what you're doing as opposed to just going off blindly.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.